escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
It is murder and gang assault charges against four men accused in a shooting in the Bronx that left one person dead and has a teenage girl fighting for her life.
My niece just turned 17. She didn't deserve this. Nobody could deserve this.
Anthony Campbell's family speaking out as the teen clings to life. 2 days after that mass shooting in Heffin Park left a bullet lodged in her brain.
It's heartbreaking you don't give birth to your children and not to see them set up to life support unit.
Anthony's mother saying it took too long for her daughter to get help.
It took more than 17 minutes for my daughter to get CPR, which made a big difference in her condition that she has now.
The teen was visiting her cousins for an end of summer vacation to celebrate her 17th birthday. She was about to start her senior year of high school in Connecticut. In the Bronx, Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Those arrested, which include two teenagers, face charges including murder, attempted murder, and gang assault. An assault in the subway last month still unsolved, and so police are asking for help catching the man who punched a woman on an Uptown 2 train. That was on Saturday, July 26th at around 1:30 in the morning at Grand Concourse in East 149th Street. When she asked him to put out the cigarette that he was smoking, she was treated for minor injuries on scene. He took off. Cops are now out with surveillance images of this guy. We'll have those going up on our social media accounts. It was on this day in 1910, the very first yellow cabs hit the streets, but not New York City. It was actually Chicago, believe it or not. Our yellow cabs did not hit New York City streets until 5 years later. Well, now in 2025, we are looking at driverless cabs, possibly. Last week, you'll remember Mayor Adams and the City Department of Transportation granted Waymo a waiver to test some self-driving cars in parts of Manhattan and downtown Brooklyn. Well, other cabbies not happy about this. Fernando Mateo of the New York State Federation of Taxi Drivers telling 1010 Winds, this is the last thing the city needs.
There are 200,000 New York City taxi and limousine, livery and black car drivers. These drivers support their families. And when you multiply the amount of people that they support, you're probably closer to 1 million New Yorkers.
Cabbies to rally in protest today at 12 noon outside Governor Hochul's Midtown office. Another boil water advisory in Patterson, thanks to another water main break. More than 18,000 residents in the Riverside section have no water at all. And Passaic Valley Water Commission Executive Director Jim Muller telling CBS2, they are working at two different sites to get it back.
These pipes are all 120, 140 years old. There's not a lot of mechanisms to isolate them, which is one of the problems. So I completely understand their frustration. I feel for it. We're trying to do everything we can to get it back in service as soon as possible.
The boil water advisory is also in effect for those served by Manchester Utilities Authority and includes residents in not only Patterson, but also Prospect Park, Haledon, and North Haledon. Tennis fans are flocking to Flushing Meadows.
The ball's in play, and so is the party, with fans packing the grounds here in Queens. Arthur from Staten Island says the energy is unlike any other sporting event.
It's amazing, you know. I kind of enjoy staying here all day, getting tired until my last point of energy.
It's been 22 years since an American male won the Open here. Ben Bass from Chicago says it all comes down to two big servers.
I would say probably Shelton, just because his serve is so huge, lefty, so much power. I mean, he can blow people off the court. Fritz also, but Fritz holds easily.
Day one is already setting the tone for a thrilling 2 weeks here. Darius Ranzi's 10-10 wins at 92.3 FM in Flushing Meadows, Queens.
And all eyes will be on the Billie Jean King National Tennis Center tomorrow when Serena Williams takes to the court. Arraignment for the man accused in the attempted carjacking of an Uber that ended with an NYPD detective in Queens being shot in a case of friendly fire. Kevin DeBuisen is charged with felony robbery and assault and was ordered held without bail. When officers opened fire, it was a fellow officer's bullet that struck Detective Corey Fisher in the leg. He's still in the hospital. Prosecutors say DeBuisen had been released on parole earlier this year and was out on a desk appearance ticket from a recent arrest. The race for mayor of New York had Zohran Mamdani supporters taking part in a sort of walking tour of the boroughs by way of a scavenger hunt that was billed as a no cash prize event.
Hoping it's like a block party or something.
Absolutely no idea. Hoping to meet him at the moon, at least.
I think we're going to go probably all over the city.
Social studies teacher in New York City.
I think he's the prize.
Fun little city adventure.
Tammany Hall, I want to say, is pretty important for Democratic politics.
There were so many participants working to solve the riddles about city history, they ran out of clue cards.
When we came up with this idea, we were not sure if it would work or how many of you would be interested. And today, thousands of you showed up to learn more about the city that we all love and call our home. Thank you for this. Thank you for making this idea real. Thank you for believing in this campaign. See you out there.
Mayor Adams wasn't so impressed, saying we don't have time for games. Speaking on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo, Andrew Cuomo said Mamdani's policies won't work in a capitalist city like New York.
New York City corporations are already high taxed, as are the individuals. And I think it would be a death knell for New York City. And he is dangerous, frankly.
Election Day is November 4th. As you get the kids ready to head back to school, free haircuts courtesy of the Otis and Finn Barbershop in Williamsburg. And it's not their first year doing this. Co-owner Sean Dixon.
It started out for apprentices, but the thing is our senior barbers like the idea so much that they volunteered. And they're all very excited because last year we had such a good turnout. I think we ended up doing about 75 cuts.
Well, they've already got 50 people booked for the free cuts today, but they're hoping to squeeze in those on a wait list. Otis and Finn is at 154 Grand Street in Brooklyn.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.